in Brachos over here. It says Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. I believe it's Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, where the Gemara describes to us the following. Now let's just review for a second. What were we talking about last time? What was the big question? The big question was, how is it possible for a person to do physical actions in this world and to receive a spiritual response? How does a person earn Olam Haba by doing mitzvos, which are of a very physical nature? And the Maharal said, it's not even really a question that we should want to respond to. And the reason that we shouldn't even feel a sense of responsibility to respond to this question is because we don't understand how the physical world works, let alone the spiritual world. So now we're challenging Hashem, how do mitzvos that we do in this world, how does the mitzvah of Shatnis and Kilei Zrayim, like we learned last time, how do things that engage physical reality turn into Olam Haba? We don't know. But then again, we also don't necessarily know, at least many people don't, understand how the technology we're using right now to give the shiur works. And we don't understand how an airplane flies, or how certain types of medicine are able to heal the body. So the same way that we don't have a full grasp of physical reality, it's not unreasonable for us to accept that we're not going to have a full grasp of spiritual reality. But nonetheless, said the Maharal, we're going to try to make some sense of how mitzvos work. Okay, and this is going to lead us into a discussion about tamei ha-mitzvos in general. So the Gemara tells us in Maseches Brachos, Ha'omer al kan sipur yagiu rachamecha, va'al davar tov, al tov yizacher shemecha. If a person says that Hashem had mercy on the kan sipur, the mitzvah of shiluach ha-kein, of sending away the mother bird before taking the chicks or the eggs, if we say that Hashem had mercy on the mother bird, or if a person says, for the good things you do, Hashem, your name should be mentioned, we mention you for the good, Hashem, or if a person says, modim, modim, a person says, modim twice, mishaskin oso, we silence a person. We don't allow a person to do such a thing. V'kamar b'gamar, the Gemara explains, bishlama modim, modim, if you say, thank you, thank you, Merci kishtei reshios, it looks like you believe in more than one God. Who are you thinking? The God of good and the God of evil? Are you thinking the God of the heavens, the God of earth? It looks like there's two gods. You can't say that. Val tov yizacher shemecha, the Gemara says to say, thank you Hashem for the good things, also is inappropriate. It's mashma ala tova v'lo ala ra. It sounds like you only thank Hashem for things that you consider to be good. But we know from Maseches Brachos, Chayav Lavarech al Ra, Kashem Shmo Varech al Tova. Mishnah at the end of Brachos, we have to thank Hashem for the good as well as the bad, because from Hashem's perspective, it's all good. Says the Gemara, but what's with the Kan Sipur? El al Kan Sipur Yagiu Rachamecha, my time alone. Right? Why can't we say that Hashem had mercy on the mother bird? It makes a lot of sense. Hashem says, don't steal, don't kidnap the baby birds in the presence of the mother. That seems to make a lot of sense. So what's wrong with saying that Hashem had mercy on the mother bird? And the Gemara gives two answers. Two of the great rabbis from Eretz Yisrael had a disagreement. Rabbi Yossi bar Oven, Rabbi Yossi bar Zve. Chad amar mepnesha meitil kina maisa bereshis. One says that if you point out that Hashem had mercy on the mother birds, to cause the rest of creation to be jealous. Because other animals are going to say, well, why does Hashem care more about the birds than Hashem cares about me? So you're going to cause, you're going to be metil kina, matil kina b'maisa b'reishis, you're going to cause jealousy to be injected into creation by singling out, by saying Hashem had particular mercy on this animal as opposed to another. You don't want to cause jealousy. I will explain. V'chad amar, and the second opinion is, v'pnesha osa midos av rachamin v'enam ela gezeros. The second opinion is, you're not allowed to say this because you're labeling Hashem's mitzvos as merciful, and the way to look at mitzvos is what? As decrees. You're not supposed to say that this mitzvah comes because Hashem had an extra measure of, again, it's not just the bird versus any other animal, but to just say that Hashem said that this is compassionate and that's why we do it is not an authentic Jewish way of seeing things. We do things because the king has decreed. It's a gezerah. Gezerah samelach. Okay? Explains the Maharal. Ubir inyan zeh, sha'amar lei, al-kan sipur yagir rachamecha. Sorry, sha'ain lomar, al-kan sipur yagir rachamecha. the explanation that we're not allowed to say that Hashem had mercy on the mother bird, the mashma ki a mitzvah hazos tziva Hashem yisbarach mitzad shumarachim akan sipur. Again, the impression we would get if you said such a thing is that Hashem had a unique type of mercy on the bird to the exclusion of other animals. What's so bad about that? Uvezeh oseh chiluk upirud bein hanimtzoyim at she'ein ha'olam echad. Maral says a very deep idea. By singling out one bit of creation, you're causing a division. You're putting it in a category of its own. And by doing so, you cause a division amongst the creations, amongst Maisa Bereshis. At she'ein ha'olam echad, to the point that the world is no longer seen as one. Is that how we're supposed to see everything? We're supposed to always see the whole world as working in harmony, as one? So on a certain level, the answer is yes. The Maharal writes in the Sefer Netzach Yisrael, which is all about Golus and Geula and Perek Nun Beis, he says that that the way that we're supposed to see the world is in this unified way. And to imply that Hashem maybe loves a certain person more than he loves a different person is a perversion of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacts with creation. So to single out a particular animal, a particular part of creation, and say Hashem had a particular feeling for this creature would cause tremendous pirud, distancing, disunity, separation amongst the creation. Acha'ina olam echad. Ki lama yirachim al kan sipur v'lo yirachim al minam acherim. Because why would Hashem have mercy on the bird more so than any other species of creation? Because again, if I look at mitzvos as decrees, so then I don't have to explain why this one and not that one. This is what the king has decreed. You don't ask. If it was decreed as this, b'chachmaso kach, ein ze koshya, then there's no question, right? You can't complain and say it's not fair, it doesn't make sense. It's the ratzon, it's the decree of the king. You can't ask on it. Because Hashem chose, for whatever reason, to decree that the rule applies to this one and not to that one. The same way Hashem made a fish, and a bird, and an elephant, and a giraffe, right? Different. How is that fair? It's a gezeira. That's how Hashem runs the world. So the same way that an elephant looks different than a giraffe, and a bird is different than a fish, so there's certain rules that apply to mother birds and their eggs that might be different when it comes to other animals. Okay, it's a gzera. But if you say that Hashem had mercy on the mother bird, aval midas harachamim, if you draw on Hashem's mercy, so then hold on a second. Kol ma'isav ru'uyim l'rachmanas b'inyan echad. Everything is deserving of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Rachmanus the same. V'im kein lama richem al zeh dafka, v'hay ezeh pirud v'chiluk b'minim. Why are we suggesting that Hashem had more mercy on a bird than he did on a donkey? Right? And again, I go back to the words of the Maharal in the Netzach Yisrael in Perek Nun Beis, where he says that Rachmanus comes from a place of ahava and chibur. Would we say that Hashem loves any part of creation more than any other part? On an essential level, He doesn't. Hashem's love is equal with all. And when we talk about Hashem's connection to all, it's not that Hashem is more connected to a bird than He is to an elephant. There's no such thing. Right? On a certain level, there's no greater connection that Hashem has to a Jew than He has to a rock. Right? Obviously, on a certain level of our perception, we would never say such a thing. But on a certain level, there's a oneness to creation. So to say that Hashem likes this and had more rachmanus on this as opposed to that would be a perversion and would cause jealousy amongst creation. Right? To say such a thing that Hashem had rachmanus on this one and not on that one would be a perversion of how Hashem connects and loves all. And what about the second opinion of the Gemara that said that it would be improper to label Hashem's mitzvos as merciful when in fact they're simply decrees? What does that mean? Very important point. Look at these words. Perish, She'ein ro'oi, she'yu midos Hashem yisbarach, asher hu manig olamo b'tmidus, ayidei rachamim, rak b'din, uv'gzera. It's not proper for us to assume that Hashem primarily runs the world from a place of rachmanis, when in fact, for the most part, the more regular way that Hashem runs the world is with din and gezerah, is with judgment and with decrees. Ki ha-gezerah hu lefi chachmasu yisbarach, because decrees are an expression of what, of His infinite wisdom, that Hashem knows what's best, that Hashem is able to decree things, to declare things with confidence. V'davar zeh ro'i lemelech asher molich alakol, and such an approach to leadership is fitting for a king. The king has, you know, the greatest perspective. The king rules, the king knows what's best, and the king decrees. He has the greatest understanding of the facts, and he can make his decrees. Lahanig be'emes uveyosher, to guide and to lead with truth and with justice, with a sense of yashrus. Aval harachmanus ein bo midas emes. But rachmanus, having mercy on someone, means it's not emestic. They don't deserve whatever it is that I'm providing for them, but I have mercy on them. I feel bad for them. Ki merachim af she'eino roi. Right? And rachmanis comes from a place of saying, I'm going to help you out even though you don't really deserve it. So as much as, yes, we like to think of Hashem as having an unbelievable amount of rachmanis on us, which He does, but we can't say that Hashem, who is emes, the seal of Hashem, the signet ring of Hashem, so to speak, the stamp of Hashem in this world, it's like Maran Shabbos Daf Nun Hei, is emes. It can't be that Hashem runs the world through constantly giving out rachmanis. Hashem has to run the world with gezerah. Hashem has to run the world with midas hadin. Ve'imki hu yisbarach osim avadei rachim im habrios. Even though Hashem, of course, has tremendous rachmanis on his creations, on the world. Mikol makom ikar hamida shehi b'tmidus, hi midas hadin. It has to be that the primary midah by which HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world is midas hadin. Is midas hadin. Why? Sheba mani gasolamo. That through it Hashem governs the world, and it's fittingly so because Hashem is emes. Hashem is a dayan ha-emes. Hashem is the ultimate yashar, yashrus. So it can't be that Hashem, how does Hashem bring rachmanis into the mix? Hashem is also a merciful judge and a merciful king. But Hashem is first and foremost, right? Bereishis bara Elokim, midas hadin. V'lakach timsa b'chol ma'isa bereishis shem Elokim. And therefore, throughout creation, we find which name of God? We don't find Yod Kei Vav Kei. It's not Hashem helping us after we've messed up and trying to cover for us. No. The original intention of creation is yashrus, midas hadin, gezeros, the king decrees. And that's how it is. Throughout bereishis, we find the name Elokim. Lefi shabaro b'din, because the world is created with midas hadin, umanhigo b'din, and primarily HaKadosh Baruch Hu governs the world b'din. Rak ra hu yisbarach she'efsha la'olam la'amod b'din, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu also, with His infinite wisdom, understood that the world cannot survive on din alone, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a partnership. He joined to the midas hadin, midas harachamim. Hashem joined together a dose of midas harachamim. Right, that's why originally it says Bereishis bara Elokim, and then it transitions to what? To Hashem Elokim, because Hashem Elokim means Yod Kei Vav Kei, Hashem's name of mercy, combined with Midas Adin. But Mikol Makom, the bottom line is Hanhaga Hatmidus. As much as again we like to imagine Hashem's love being endless, and it is, but we have to remember there's accountability. It's one of the Yud Gimel Ikarim, Schar Va'Onesh. There's accountability for our actions. And therefore, the primary way which HaKadosh Baruch Hu governs the world, He din. Lefi shehu yosher v'davar zeh ra'oi. Because that is proper, that is just, that is honest, and those are the hallmarks of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, a person who has the audacity to declare that why did Hashem say, send away the mother bird before you take the baby birds? Ha'omer al-kan tzipur yagir rachamecha. If you focus on Hashem, as creating mitzvos from a place of rachmanis, no, that's not true. Hu osa midosav shehu yizbarach manig ben olamo rachamim, shu manig olamo betmidos v'rachamim, because you're giving the impression that Hashem's primary way of operating is with what? Is with a concern for Rachmanis, and that's not true. And to say that Hashem is always operating out of a place of Rachmanis would be a perversion of the truthfulness of Hashem. And by the way, that's really important for us as human beings to realize, right? Rachmanis can't be our go-to all the time. If I'm constantly providing for someone who's unworthy and is not trying to provide for himself or herself, and is not trying to better himself or herself, and is making the same mistakes and is constantly being supported by me, right? A parent who's too merciful on a child is going to cripple the child. It's not going to allow the child to come into his or her own, right? So there's a place for tough love, and it's the very nature by which Hashem governs the world for the most part. At the same time, of course, Hashem has a hearty dose of Rachmanis for his world. But again, if a person says, mitzvot are essentially an expression of Rachmanis, no, you can't say such a thing, okay? Let's go just a drop further and introduce what happens next. Because the Rambam says a surprising thing. The Rambam, in the Mora Nevuchim, says that in fact, the reason we send away the mother bird before taking the baby birds is because of Rachmanis. He basically says the exact thing that the Mishnah tells us in Brachos we're not supposed to say. Says the Rambam in the Mora Nevuchim in Chelek Gimel, Kitam Shiluach HaKein, the reason for sending away the mother bird, is Ki Beitzim Sheshocheves Imam Aleim Ve'afrochim Tzrichim Le'imam Al Rov Ein Ru'uyim La'achila. The baby birds and the eggs, right, that a person might want to take are primarily, for the most part, at that stage, not really fit to be eaten. And therefore, the benefit of taking them is minimal, and it probably makes more sense to leave them. But if you're going to take them, you can't do it in a way that's going to pain the mother bird. And the Rambam emphasizes the following. And if we're so concerned for the tsar, for the pain of the animal's anguish in seeing its child taken away, if the Torah had such sensitivity to animals and birds, all the more so to people. Right? Seems to be exactly what the Gemara and the Mishnah is telling us not to do. Now, the Ramban, in Parshas Kisetze, quotes this Rambam, and he responds to it, as we'll see in a few moments. But I want to read you actually the words of the Rambam as quoted by the Ramban. Here's how he brings it, because it's even more powerful when you hear it in the actual words of the Rambam. Again, here as quoted by the Ramban in Parshas Kisetze. He says that the prohibition of Shiluach HaKein, or the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein, and the prohibition of shechting, osov esbeno biyom echad, you're not allowed to shecht the mother animal and its child on the same day, is what? Is kidei, says the Rambam, lahazir shelo yishchat haben be'enei ha'em. By not shechting them on the same day, it ensures that you will not shecht a baby animal in front of its mother. You will not kidnap the young in front of its mother. Ki yesh lebehemos daiga gedola b'zeh. Listen to the Rambam. The Rambam says animals have feelings, and animals are very frightened by this. And he writes, "Ve'ein hefresh bein daigas ha'adam le'daigas ha'behemos al b'neim." Amazing. To the same degree, as tragic, as horrific as we could imagine, God forbid, a parent seeing their own child killed before their eyes, or God forbid, even die before their eyes, right? Even if they're not, brutally murdered, God forbid. But just to lose a child in one's lifetime is such a painful experience. Says the Rambam, animals feel exactly the same way. Ki avas ha'em v'chanosel v'nei bitna einenu nimshach achrei ha'seichel v'adibor. Because the thing that separates us from animals, our intellect, our ability to speak, is not what governs the basic connection that a parent has to a child. So therefore, that emotional connection that we feel to our own family members, our own children, our own parents, is the same feeling that animals have towards the young, says the Rambam. It's found within animals as well. And therefore, says the Rambam, it's so important not to kill or not to take a child in the presence of its mother, because that will cause tremendous, tremendous anguish to the animal. So again, isn't this exactly what the Mishnah told us in Brachos we're not supposed to say? Aren't we not supposed to become emotional about this? So says the Maharal, I'll just do two more minutes. V'lo tikshal amram ha'omra kan tzipor yagiyu rachamecha, says the Rambam, and don't ask that I'm directly in violation of what it says in the Mishnah, not to apply rachmanis as the driving force behind the mitzvah. Ki hu la'echad mi beiz deos asher zacharnu, ratzalomar das mi shechoshev she'ein tam l'torah. We know there's a machlokas whether or not, machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, whether darshinan taima dekra, machlokas that appears in Bava Metzia and Daf Kuf Tezvav and Aleph, right? Do we offer explanations for psukim? Rabbi Yehuda says no. Rabbi Shimon says yes. So the Rambam is saying, listen, the Mishnah in Meseches Brachos that says, you're not supposed to say that Hashem had mercy on the mother bird, that's according to one opinion that says that what? That we don't offer explanations for mitzvos. But there's another opinion that says that we do offer explanations for mitzvos. So the Rambam says, I'm following that opinion, and I'm writing the Mor Nevuchim, and I'm offering an explanation for the mitzvah Shiluach HaKain in Shiluach HaKan in accordance with the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, who allows us to offer explanations for mitzvos. Okay, says the Maharal, Ha'emes ki yesh lahafli haflu fela al dvarim elu, lomar al mishnah shnuya b'lima chlokes. It's strange, it's a wondrous thing that the Rambam would take sides and say that a mishnah, stam mishnah and brachos, which is again repeated in the Meseches Megillah as well, v'amoram pirshua taima, and that the Amoram would offer a clear explanation, v'lo re'inu v'lo shamanu potze peh v'tzavtev negda, and we don't find a dissenting opinion in the Gemara and the Mishnayos to simply say that that's not an opinion that we follow, to say that that's following the opinion that we don't offer explanations, v'lo mer ala kol she'inu halacha, v'kol she'kein davar shumegia la'amuna, to say such an idea that the Rambam would kind of ignore the Mishnah and just say, well, we're going to say explanations, and this Mishnah is not a serious opinion to be followed, is a very hard thing for us to imagine. So says the Ramban, and I'll end with this, the Ramban response, and then we'll save the Maharal's own opinion for next time. The Ramban writes in Parshas Ki Tetzeh, what I was just reading a moment ago, Herech Ma'od Binyan Zeh, the Ramban discusses this as well, and he's trying to work with the Rambam, he's trying to figure out his own chita. Va'omer Ki Tam Shiluach HaKein, Shalon is achzar, kamo sheherich sham. The Ramban says the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein is that we shouldn't become cruel. Now again, you'll say, what do you mean? Isn't that the same thing? That you're applying an emotional connection to the mitzvah? The Ramban makes the following distinction. I'm not allowed to Hashem had mercy on the mother bird, but I can say that Hashem was trying to train me to be a merciful person. That I can say. So that's what the Mishnah. The Mishnah says you're not allowed to put the emphasis that Hashem had rachmanos on the bird, but I can say that Hashem said this is not a sensitive thing for a Jew to do. That I would be allowed to focus on, and that is the kavana. V'chein perish tam osov as bino. The same reason applies to not shechting an animal and its young on the same day. Shalom esachzer. You shouldn't become a cruel person. V'zed daito b'mitzvos shesiva Hashem yisbarach la'am asher bachar. Says the Ramban, Hashem wanted us to become good people. Hashem gets nothing out of it. Hashem doesn't care if we shecht an animal from the front of the neck or the back of the neck, as the Medrash says. Hashem doesn't really care from the bird's perspective whether or not you take the mother with the baby birds or whether you shecht an animal and its young on the same day. From Hashem's perspective, it's all equal. From our perspective, it'll make us into more sensitive people if we do consider that. So says the Ramban, that is the reason behind these mitzvos. But concludes the Maharal, I'm not satisfied with the Rambam, and I'm not satisfied with the Ramban. I think there's much more to this Gemara, and I think there's much more to mitzvos in general. Okay, so we'll have to pick up Amir Tzashem on Sunday night, back at a regular time, 9 o'clock, and find out what exactly does the Maharal believe. Again, he doesn't think that the Rambam is correct, that doesn't think that the Rambam is correct, that it's following, that this Mishnah is following the opinion that doesn't offer Tamei HaMitzvos, and we, the Jewish people, generally accept the opinion that we do offer Tamei HaMitzvos, and he doesn't think that the Ramban is saying enough by trying to move the focus from the animal to the person, the development of the person. So we'll have to see in Yirtzeh Hashem on Sunday what the Maharal himself believes. Okay, I know the hour is late, and I really appreciate everyone sticking around to learn with me. So I wish you a wonderful night, and looking forward to continuing. B'srat Hashem. Sure. Thank you. Tov, everybody.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.